This is a continuation of Miss Daisy's tape, Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over and a continuation of Miss Daisy's tape this Thursday morning, the 17th of December, 1970. Thursday morning, the 17th of December, 1970. This is Channel 1 over and a continuation of Miss Daisy's tape this Thursday morning, the 17th of December, 1970. A beautiful day. We had a 3/4 inch rain last night about supper time, and it broke the droughts. I think it'll put this, got 3 patches of rye, and I think it'll bring them all out. In a week's time, I believe I can put the cows in. They're all ready. I put them in the 15th of December last year, and they're a little late this year. And this is 10, Channel 1 over, Miss Daisy's tape, Channel 1 over, Miss Daisy's tape, this Thursday morning, right early, before 9 o'clock. This 17th of December, 1970, Channel 1 over. Continuation of Miss Daisy's visit this Thursday morning, the 17th of December, 1970. Thursday morning, the 17th of December, 1970. This is continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy. Now, I broke the tape when I turned it over, and it won't start. The tape won't start until it gets up to... I'll see where. It's 17 now. I'll turn it up and see how far it goes. Then I'll come back and say where. 47. Up to 47. It has to go up to 47 before it continues. And then that would add a good bit. That'll take it up to around 300, the end of the tape. And it's up to 47. It has to go up to 47. It has to go up to 47 before the tape starts. Before the tape starts, Channel 1 over, before Channel 1 over starts.
Did you ever have a fireplace?
Yes, ma'am.
And you like?
I loved it. I have a fireplace till I moved over here.
I was going to ask you what you heated with in the under the tree.
I have a big fireplace.
Oh.
Old time fireplace.
Oh,
well, I tell you. We have to go along with Bessie for a heap of things she thinks. It ain't a thing to it, as I can find. But she believe it, and I just go on along with it.
Mm-hmm.
With it.
What was she telling you about that television?
Huh? She wasn't telling me about the fireplace.
The television. Was she telling you about that?
No. She was telling Miss...
No, what? About the television.
Oh, yeah. She said them folks looking at her. She said, looking at her. Oh, folks don't see you. She said, well, I'm pleased it do. I said, well, they don't. I don't believe it do. Yes, it's like she believes she had a light stroke the other Sunday. Oh, Darcy, you ain't had no stroke. I said, you think about something else. Sounds a stroke. I said, too many folks having strokes and know it.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't pick my foot up. I said, and it don't make no difference. That don't make you have a stroke. I said, you did finally pick it up, didn't you?
Miss Daisy, you've been holding out on us. On I went down there the other day, Faye, when she was watching, and she got the prettiest little dogwood tree you ever saw. Yes,
she seen it, didn't you?
I didn't know you had that tree.
He didn't.
No.
And I don't know why he didn't.
Got all them red berries on it.
Now, why is that prettier than ours?
It is.
Is it prettier?
Yeah.
Than
oh,
yeah.
Yes.
It's in a good place, I guess. I put some right along there, and it must be a little sandy up in there where I put it.
Yeah.
They haven't done well at all.
And you planted that tree?
Yes. I think I've got two dogwood trees. I had four. So one of them, two of them, they just wouldn't live. They were sitting one place so long, didn't look like it was growing. I moved it away from there and put them, kept them moving until it died.
Miss Daisy, do you remember this fella, Woodard's, what was his name? Woodard Coleman's, Oh, it must have been his uncle. He lived up there, over there, on past the River Styx for a long time. Big old house. Woodard's name for him, isn't he? Woodard.
I don't know.
His uncle Woodard.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, now, he'd go way on back there, too.
Mm-hmm. Is he back there now?
No, he died a long time ago. Uncle Will Woodard, I think it was.
That was his brother. No, I believe it was his uncle.
Yeah.
I believe that was his mother's brother.
His mother's brother.
I believe now. It's been so long, but I think that's who it was. He stayed back there long, long time.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
You didn't know him too well.
Oh, yes, I know him well. I know him good. But I'm just trying to think whose house he was staying in back then. It looked to me like he stayed in his mom's house.
Yeah.
But I know he married. Will did. He married. And he stayed married a few years. He stayed back there. And his wife, I think she was sanctified or something. But anyway, she got to traveling and going down this way somewhere. She'd leave him over there by Yeah, he got to wanting to follow. I think they had some trouble about keeping him home. And he finally died. But what become of her? What become of his wife?
I never heard of her.
Well, he had a wife.
He had spells of some sort.
Yes,
he
did. But He wouldn't stay with none of them. He wanted his own house.
Oh.
And I'm just trying to think, where did he die? Seemed like he died over there in his house by itself. It's been so long. If I ever see Woodard and think about it, I'm going to ask him.
Say, I thought you was going to go by and tell Miss Annie and Coleman to come over here and bring us some more potatoes.
Yeah, they said they might come over this morning.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and I thought... And I don't know what time.
We haven't had a visit with them in a long time,
no.
Have we? Oh, that other last visit we had with them, that was Mary, wasn't it?
It was.
You remember Miss Minifield and her rattlesnake?
Uh-huh.
I'll never forget that. That rattlesnake was on one side of that...
blueberry bush, and she on the other. Rattlesnake picking on this side, and she picking on this side.
And then there's Annie's story.
Yeah. That was Miss Annie's story, what Miss Minifield told her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Minifield told her. Annie didn't see it.
So it was sort of second hand.
That's right.
Yeah, but it come right straight.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I told them, guys. I told them, they said they'd come over.
Well, maybe
they might come over. They thought they might come over this morning sometime.
If they do, that's all right.
And
maybe they'll bring us something and let it go then. Oh, me. You know, I think of all those nice things we've talked about. Oh, yes. We've had some nice talks, haven't we, Miss Daisy?
Yes, sir. I enjoyed them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we used to talk about Francis, Miss Francis Presley, every time we got together.
Every
didn't
time
we
got together. Well, you mentioned it.
Yeah,
was fun.
I'd always think about it. Now, she had a lift about it. You know, every time you all get together, you'd laugh, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, now, you know,
so you'd have to laugh if you got with Francis. She
would
tell you something to laugh about.
You could just be out there in the field working.
Mm-hmm.
Just
be happy. The time just passed.
Yeah. Now, she'd been telling about that fire up there.
What? About that fire up there? Oh.
You would have had a big time, wouldn't you?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. I don't have nothing to do with it, but I just wish they would clean up that place.
And did she see anything sad about it? It's hard for her to look
if
on the sad
did,
side.
If she did, you didn't know it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
If she did, you didn't know it.
Yeah.
She would see everything look like just like it was. She just feel like it ought to be, and it was, and you can't help it, and I can't neither. Why worry about it?
Yeah.
That's what Francis would tell you.
Yes,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Well, now, she went through things like that herself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Houses burning up. And
that's right.
Uncle
that's
Woodard right. Running off after
mm-hmm.
his sanctified wife. And
that's right.
She didn't cry about it.
Uh-uh. No. I never seen Frances look like she wanted to cry.
Yeah.
Every time I see Frances, she was happy.
Yeah.
If she wasn't happy, she somebody had said something or done something made her mad some years ago. And she'd tell you about that, what she done then. Way back there, you ain't know nothing about the folk and you don't know them. What they said and don't know how come it in nothing but Francis okay.
Yeah.
So and so said so and so and so. I tell you today, I just started to do so and so. I said, oh no, you didn't. You didn't start to do nothing. But Francis Pussley was a lovely woman.
Uh-huh.
She was so friendly and nice. And then she was happy. She didn't see bad things coming and for to get them told her. When he got there, she thought that's just where it ought to be in.
Oh. And she was upset about anything. It's something that happened a long time ago.
Long time ago. Then she'd tell you about it. What happened years ago, before I knowed her.
Yeah.
But things happened after I knowed her. She don't was upset about nothing.
Yeah.
Well, most of the trouble she had, she was with her husband and his folks. Well, if him and her get into it, then his mother would get into it, and then that would upset Frances. So Frances told me, and I didn't even know her husband's mother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't?
No, sir. I didn't know anything about her. Didn't know him when me and her would be together and was talking.
Yeah.
I got acquainted with her after they were separated. Her and him wasn't together.
Frances, I keep forgetting, Frances right smart older than you.
I think so. I don't know just how old Frances was.
Well, when you first knowed her, she...
Oh, she had her whole grown family.
Yes.
I think she had two or three teenagers.
So she was way ahead of you.
Yes. Well, my oldest one wasn't but four.
So she was 10 to 15, 20 years past you.
Past me.
Yeah.
She was good. She was strong. She used to walk way back over there, way down here to Eriston. Work. You know, they wasn't riding them to work then, Mr. Miles.
Yeah.
You had to walk.
And they kind of quit riding them now because everybody's got their own ride, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. They can't walk. No way. And you know, all of them got rheumatism, arthritis, or some kind of pain.
Mm-hmm. And Frances didn't have any of that.
No. I don't believe I ever heard Frances say she had headache. All the years I've known them all the time. We worked together. I don't never remember hearing Frances say my head ached.
Yeah.
She was just a fine woman.
Yeah.
Well, she worked all the time. When she wasn't in the field, she was out there in them woods.
Yeah.
Gathering moss.
Oh, she gathered moss?
Yes, sir. She gathered moss. And there wasn't no work in the field to do, just like we'd get a day's off. Well, we'd go to the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd pile that moss up there, you see. In the summertime, when the crops was all over, well, then we'd sell our moss. I wash and iron all the time. Frances wouldn't do it.
Oh, she wouldn't do that?
No, she wouldn't do that. I wash and iron all the time. I wash one day and finish my washing. If it wasn't too far where we was, I'd go that evening, pick up me a pile of moss. The next day, I'd get the moss all day long. Next day I'm on my clothes. You see, I'm on mostly at night. You know, real nice things on them in the daytime. Just shirts like that. He's got on pants and things like that.
Yeah, you didn't need much light for that.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd look at them when the daylight come on and see. Did it look? If it didn't look, I'd rinse it out and dry it and iron it. Oh.
Oh.
But in the summertime, that's the way we got our money. Sell more.
Mm-hmm. And Frances done that too.
Yes, sir. Frances, myself, and my mother, and my aunt, and now we would get it together.
four of you.
Yes, and most of the time we went when I was down here. It was Janie one, Dola with Janie. Sometimes, most time, Dola would beat it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we would gather most, pile it up, and get somebody to haul it for us to our house. Now, it wasn't no trouble for Frances to get her, because she had a wagon and mule. And she had boys to hold her when she got much as she wanted. Sometimes she'd have three or four loads before she let them hold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she kept a wagon.
Yes. And see, she farmed some. She grows beans and lettuce and stuff like that.
Oh, you
but
mean she farmed herself?
She farmed herself. She didn't have a great big farm, but she farmed herself.
And sold the stuff.
Sold the stuff.
She is a farmer.
Mm-hmm. I guess her husband learned how to farm before she quit him. I know one thing, she farmed after she quit him.
Well, maybe she just growed up knowing a little about it.
Maybe so. I don't know. I don't know nothing about her parents or nothing. I don't know nothing about none of her relatives but just her.
Mm-hmm.
And her children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't have any time to wash and iron then, because she was farming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't.
We farm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then he farm.
Just a little while.
Yeah. Just not so long, but he farmed a little.
He liked.
He didn't make nothing.
He like me. He hadn't quit farming. He went broke. That
Lord, I left at them one time, Mr. Mike. Oh, they grow watermelons for the market.
Yeah.
Ooh, some of them things were that long.
Foot
that
long.
Thick.
Yard long.
Oh, they cut them things, load them, bought their sawdust or whatever to lay them on. In the car, everything. Sent them things up there somewhere. And all they got back was a bunch of papers and a straight pin to hold them together. That comes through the mail. And so much charges for rent for express. They owed them. Oh, if they didn't do some fussing. Van wouldn't have the pen. Mr. Clark, he didn't own it. Not no parts of it. The pen. I think it was two. Long, straight pens. I told him, well, give me one. I'll take it. It's a bit of that and nothing. Miss Lula said, well, I'll take that. And they just, they didn't get nothing but a notice for payment. So we'll take the pen and we'll be free. Oh, they were so mad, but they didn't send them nothing. They didn't send them nothing.
All them beautiful watermelons.
Beautiful watermelons. Well, I've often wondered, what did they do with them? When they can't sell them.
They just stole them.
That's right.
That's all.
Oh, we had some nice ones. I guess I better get to my house.
Let me see, Faye. Is there anything else we need to check on before Miss Daisy goes?
No, guess not. If she's going to be around, Guy. And if the coal, if they come.
Well, it's a little late. I don't believe they're coming, do
you? Yeah, they said they might come a little later.
Oh,
yeah. You know, they were going to come closer to noon. But maybe we could have a Christmas cookie together. You're going to be back. You're going to be at the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Before
well, we
I
can.
Know, I'll be home.
Well, we can check on that.
and I'll run you down and let you do what you need to do.
Oh, ain't you got to go to work?
No, not now.
You hadn't seen Miss Mary anytime soon?
No, not since that day.
I've been hoping she'd come back over here.
Me too.
Well, she just might. Maybe she will.
Maybe she'll come and see us about Christmas.
Well, I tell you what, if she don't come see us, we go over there and say Christmas gifts.
Okay.
That would be great.
I enjoyed my visit.
Well, I sure did.
Go back home now and go to work.
Hey, it's a beautiful day. It is sure pretty.
Now, this is the end of Miss Daisy's tape. She and Faye's gone on with her. She's gone home this Thursday morning, the 17th of December, 1970. Thursday morning, the 17th of December, 1970, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy, Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over around 2:75 or 80, except I broke off the end of the tape. Now I'll have to go back and put it on again, and we're expecting Woodard and Miss Annie.